Welcome back to Bit by Bit. I'm Janet, here with Jess.
Hey.
And today we are going to be talking about, or rather right now, we're going to be talking about Sony's E3 2017 conference. So, just jumping right into it with what games they had, and then just going into what our thoughts are on those games. So, first up, they had Uncharted Lost Legacy, you know, a series that is unfortunately very close to me, as I've mentioned on here a lot. So, for Uncharted, I have, you know, a hate-love, hate-again relationship, but that being said, I just can't stop playing the games, and I don't know how far I'll take it, but I'm not gonna lie, I am interested in Lost Legacy. It looks pretty good.
It's really cool to have two female protagonists. Yeah. That never happens.
And, ever. One of them is Chloe, I forgot who the other one is. Just for transparency, I am only currently, like, partway through Uncharted 3, so if you're like, how do you not know who this other person is, that is why I don't know, because I haven't also played the whole game, so maybe she's someone that I should know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know, I'm optimistic about it. It looks pretty good. I've always loved Chloe as a character. She's very, at least as far as I am in the story, she's very, like, autonomous. I love that she's, like, you know, at risk of some spoilery stuff. Like, she has a relationship, like, a physical relationship with Nathan Drake, but they're not, like, ever really dating, because she's, like, hooking up with him and this other guy at, like, the same time, and she's like, that's just how I roll, and she's really, really cool. And like, she's, like, you know, transparent about it, so she's not, like, cheating on anyone. So I love that. She's also super badass. A lot of the women in Uncharted are pretty, like, you know, like, they're, like, the kind of NPCs that will actually do stuff, and they'll, like, shoot people with you. And I love that, so I'm excited to see what her thing is. And I'm optimistic because, despite what people have told me about Uncharted 3 being worse than Uncharted 2, so far, I feel like the third one is the best one of them.
Maybe the fourth one will get even better.
Yeah, say the fourth one's good. Yeah, so I'm hoping we're on an upward progression here. I was into that one.
I think I'll play that.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if it has any, like, co-op options or something, but it'd be so cool if we could
both be like these. Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. We could both be women instead of one of us having to be a dude while the other one is a woman.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
My mom's gonna watch this and she's gonna get on me for saying women instead of woman.
Oh, yeah.
I know it, Mom. She's gonna call me and tell me. Anyway.
But yeah, that seems really cool. And, I think the game looks good. I think Sony was having some audio issues at the start.
At first I thought it was my thing and I was freaking out.
Me too. I was, like, changing streams. But no,
it's hard to come back from that because, like, I couldn't understand anything they were saying in the Uncharted
trailer. At
first
I thought it was on purpose.
I was like, yeah, but, like, it went on for too long and I was like,
maybe it's not.
And then they didn't have it for most of Horizon Zero Dawn either.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That one is just an expansion, a DLC. Mm-hmm. But it would have been nice to know what they were saying, but I haven't really, yes. I guess maybe in some ways it saved me some spoilery content because I haven't played Horizon Zero Dawn, mm-hmm. because I haven't got my PS4 yet, despite wanting to get a PS4 just to play Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
So,
And I haven't played it because, it came out when Breath of the Wild came out, so.
Right.
I'll get to it at some point. Expected. But.
It still looks amazing. I still really, really want to play Horizon Zero Dawn. We did talk about in our predictions them coming back with Horizon Zero Dawn.
Or somehow mentioning it, yeah.
And they more than mentioned it. They announced a DLC, so.
Which was another DLC that I'm like, is this a new game?
It's a DLC. But it's just way too soon to be a new game.
Exactly, so. That's why I was like, you know how Sony is. They're like, here's a thing we're working on eight years from now.
It's gonna come out in 5 years.
Right,
yeah.
So I was, games industry, be more clear when you have DLC, because I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, especially if you haven't played the base game before and you're like, I don't know how this is related to...
Right.
Yeah, so it's fine. One game that I thought looked really interesting, even though I know, like, in the post-show game, at least for GameSpot, that's what I was watching it on, they were like, oh, they didn't really tell us enough about this game. I didn't think that at all. It was for Days Gone, zombie game, and, you know, it's another one of those things you might learn, you might have learned about me as you've watched some of our other videos or listened to our podcast, is that I love zombies. I love zombies so much.
I like
zombies,
the zombie
in
that.
Everything.
The zombie bear.
Yeah, zombie bear. It was adorable and scary. And I think it looked like a lot of fun. It looked, the main character had a very, like, Daryl from The Walking Dead aesthetic.
You know,
kind of like, I don't care about everything except for that I love everyone and I'm going to come save you, you know? But then I'm going to ignore you for a while. I'm like, that's great.
This is a weird comment to make, and I also, apologies to, you know, people who are listening to this that might think that I just don't play any games, because it's like, why is this girl keeps mentioning all these games that she's never played? But I've played, like, a set, and then after that set,
right. E3 is weird because there's a lot of new stuff coming out that's, like, from old series that we may not have come across.
Exactly, but that being said, I actually have played a bit of The Last of Us. Why haven't I finished it, is what you're thinking. I just, once again, it's too many games. I gotta, like, I gotta pick a couple, finish them, move on. So
that's why I made my goal for 2017.
Exactly. But I have played a bit of The Last of Us.
It's hard, guys.
And I'm familiar with Walking Dead, even though I haven't, you know, consumed any of, you know, games, comics, or anything directly. But it feels Days Gone. That's what's called it. Days Gone. I got that right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Days Gone feels like it is. And I some people said this on the internet as well, but it feels like it is kind of picking up cues of like the Walking Dead vibe, the Last of Us vibe. Like it's trying to learn from those franchises. Yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see, like, how it constructs its own identity, though, because I think, you know, all of everything is influenced by what came before.
Right.
In some way. And I think some people's critique of this was, you know, how, like, is this...
How's it gonna be its own thing?
So that'll be interesting to see how it'll pan out. I know there's something kind of going on with, like, the zombie horde type things they have going on.
That,
like,
seemed really interesting, the dynamic of, like, how that works, like, the gameplay interacting with zombies.
Yeah, so how exactly is... I had a hard time, like, kind of following, like, what... How does the horde function?
Well, it seemed like they react a lot to sounds or, you know, movements or things, and so you kind of... from what I could tell from watching the trailer, it seemed like you sort of manipulate zombie hordes in certain ways.
Yeah.
Which is, in some ways, a familiar aspect of zombie games, but I think it looked like they were doing it pretty well. For me, one thing that I always think when I see a zombie game is I always think, why don't I have, like for example, why hasn't Bethesda made, like, a zombie RPG? This is, well, like, you know, the same kind of RPG where you sort of have this level of choice and exploration and whatever, and you have things like, State of Decay. State of Decay 2, you know, coming out, whatever. And that is kind of survival-y in certain ways because, you know, you kind of make your own way, but it's part of a group. So I just want Skyrim, but zombie Skyrim. Mm-hmm. And this isn't that, but I'm still excited for it.
I have a quick question before we move on from Days Gone. Did you feel like there were too many zombies?
No.
Okay.
Why? Because
that's a critique I heard from, like, the game community.
But too many zombies? Too many zombies? It's the apocalypse, people. Do you know how many people are on Earth? Do you know how many zombies there would be?
That
doesn't
make sense. But that's what some people said. They're like, it's too many zombies. Like, it's like zombie unrealistic or, like, too much, you know? Because I guess, this is my kind of assumption because I'm not in, like, the zombie gaming community, you know? But, like, I think what people were shaky on was, like, if it could be, like, if it'd be too action-y. Like, some people don't like zombie games where you're kind of just, like, with attacking a horde of zombies. So this
like
one seems
Dying
to be,
Light.
Yes. But this one seems like you're more, like, controlling a horde of zombies.
It seems like there's some very stealthy aspects to it.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure, but that's just something I wanted to run by you as, like, a zombie person.
I'm sorry. If maybe you played Left 4 Dead, you ain't gonna talk about too many zombies,
maybe there's
know?
A split in the zombie community where it's, like, too many or not enough or something, but... moving on, Monster Hunter was announced. Monster Hunter World.
I have so many questions about this.
Yes, what is...
Well, because Monster Hunter I've always really been interested in, but then when I, like, think about getting into it, it always says, it's better with friends, and I'm like, but I don't have any.
Okay, so the reason
you know?
People... So once again, Monster Hunter, just, like, I feel like if there's ever going to be a bit of a gaming drinking game, it's going to be drink every time someone mentions they haven't played a game.
Or they don't have any friends to play games
with. Yes. But you Monster Hunter is a game that I haven't played because... You'll notice the games that are in my genre I will have played. Like, other games I haven't. So
E3 doesn't really get at your genre.
I know.
That's why.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But it's okay. Nintendo's coming up. So, but... so Monster Hunter, it's like a... It's an RPG, right? That would be the genre of it? RPG?
Yeah,
or is it?
I guess so. I know. That's like the loosest term for
it,
I
think
suppose.
That might work. You know, someone point out if there's a preferred way, but like way to kind of label that game, but... I do understand how the basic combat works. Basically, like, you're going around, you're haunting monsters, and you use their parts to craft different weapons and armor and things, and etc.
Premise
so,
is very interesting to me.
The reason people say it's better with friends is because if you... This is, like, based on listening to people that have played the game.
Yeah.
Specifically
on, like, Reddit, I get from there, yeah.
Game Blitz show, a podcast that both me and Jess listen to, Kelsey on there, I think maybe Cody as well, both of them have played Monster Hunter. And one thing they cite and other people cite is that... Like, the reason it's better with friends is because it'll be easier for you to learn the systems if you kind of have someone basically guiding you through it. So it's, like, it's kind of similar to how, like, on a much more simplistic example would be for Resident Evil 7. We played it together, and I felt like I had a more fun time playing it because you were there outside of the, you know, the fun social part of that, of, you know, us talking about the game and playing it and having a good time. I had an easier time with that game because you were there to, like, talk me through, like, this is how the system works. This is, like, your inventory. This is... You're going to want to do this because of this.
Okay.
Now, granted, Resident Evil is not a complicated game to play. I think I probably could have figured it out fine. Monster Hunter is a little more complex. So it's kind of that same idea. And that's why, and it is a game that allows you to literally play with friends, not just like the janky way we played. But that's what people usually say. It's better with friends because, you know, you won't have to be as high level to do some of the things, and you'll be able to learn the systems more easily if you have someone there to, like, teach you it. Because other people have said, like, if you try to do it alone, it'll seem, like, really complicated. And it is kind of complicated, but, like, when you have someone there to break it down, it'll be, like, easier.
So I'm wondering if that's going to be the same case. Mm-hmm. Like, because this one seemed pretty different than what I've seen from other Monster Hunter games.
Yeah.
It seemed a little bit more singular.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I thought it looked great. I really, really want to play it. I just really, really want it to be a game I can play all by myself.
Yeah, I think you can. It's just that it might be harder to get into at first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Monster Hunter is a franchise that a lot of people talk about, like, those first couple hours. It's like, once you kind of got to, like, figure it out.
I don't
and
mind
then,
doing that. Yeah.
And then it'll be fine. So I think you
so
can play it.
I'll play it. It looks really good. It looked awesome. I like the T-Rex thing.
It's
with
crazy
the
how realistic games look. Yeah. Like, I always kind of forget that for
E3. Yeah, it's great.
Especially because I play a lot of, like, platformers that if it's more cartoony, like, it still looks better than 10 years ago, but it's not
lifelike.
Yeah, the lifelike always blows my mind a little bit. And speaking of lifelike, Shadow of the Colossus got a remaster. I'm sad I don't have the PS3 one, the PS3 Shadow of the Colossus, and I don't have it on me. I don't,
unpopular opinion, I don't like Shadow of the Colossus. Sorry.
Me neither, but I'm willing to give it more of a chance. So my experience with Shadow of the Colossus, and, you know, how much did you play of it?
So, okay, to be fair, I was a lot younger when I played it, but I played for like 5 or 6 hours.
That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
I only played for,
like 12.
Okay. I played when I, like a few months ago to a year ago. So, I'm, like, 22. You know, well, at the time. I'm 23 now. So, I'm, like, 22. I played, I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible, because it was just a whole ordeal. But the reason I got into Shadow of the Colossus was because I never played it, and everyone's telling me it's this great game. You know, you got to play it. It's classic. It's so good. It's going to blow your mind. So
that's what I heard, too.
So, I go and I get, and I wanted to play before The Last Guardian came out, which turned out to be a game that was kind of like, not that good. So, actually, didn't matter, because I ended up getting that game, because not a lot of people liked it that much. Like, it was just kind of okay. And an issue I have with this game, so I hunt it down in the retro game store, I get the PS3 remaster of the game. I guess I'll start with the boring part. I find this game boring. I only played like an hour, maybe a little bit more, but I'm a really slow-paced gamer. So that might sound like a little bit of time, like, in terms of what I did, or it might sound like maybe more than I did. I only did the first, like, Colossus, is that, like, the, you know, big monster, yeah. Mm-hmm. I only killed the first one of those, but it took me quite a while because I didn't understand what was going on, like, control wise.
Well, they,
the camera
didn't really
was
do
so
a very good
bad.
Introduction to how
yes.
any of that works.
And the camera's so bad, and when I complained to this, you know, to my friends who had recommended this game so much, they're like, oh yeah, bad camera angles is this dev's thing. Bad camera angles cannot be your thing. Your thing cannot be a bad camera.
It should not be.
Like, you know, I mean, we're
it's
lucky
like if you
that
go to a restaurant and you're like, there's shells in my egg, and they're like, oh, it's a really good restaurant, but putting shells in the omelet,
yeah.
that's the
now,
chef's
granted,
thing.
Now, granted, I say that in a world where a lot of people comment on, like, is it Bethesda games that are always, like, a little broken sometimes? Like, that have, like, a... I feel like it was earlier Bethesda, though. It was, like, Skyrim a little bit, like, kind
Skyrim's
of jankiness
not earlier
or whatever.
Bethesda. You mean, like, Morrowind?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Skyrim's the newest one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, that universe... Yeah, so I've heard that comment with Bethesda. I don't play enough Bethesda
there's
to
some,
know.
There's some
like,
glitches.
Yeah.
But I don't think any more than any other games from those eras. Well, no, that's wrong. Morrowind is the glitches game in the
yeah,
world.
So
that,
yeah, so people say, like,
no.
glitches are... But that, a glitch is different, though, because that's, like, a happenstance. A bad camera affects my game the whole time. So, first of all, the camera was bad. I guess I don't... Haven't had to deal with camera angles enough to, like, learn how to reconfigure it in
it's
a way
really
that
a
didn't
thing
suck.
In platforms. Platforms.
No.
Yeah.
So, camera sucked. The gameplay felt really boring because it felt like I could, especially with that first, like, Colossus, it felt like I either could die kind of easily, because if you get kicked, it's, like, half your health. Or, like,
makes
once,
sense.
Yeah.
It's huge.
But once I, like, got the feel for it, it was just... Let me climb all the way up and then hit
very
it.
Very repetitive.
And then let me take a break on this little, like, ledge that's conveniently built out of his armor or whatever. This is a game. I get it. Then let me climb up again. Let me hold on to the only... Okay, those are some of my cons. The only pro was I liked how fuzzy it was because it looked kind of cute. That's it. And also, the whole thing... But I do think this game needs a remaster, and we were talking about this before we started shooting this. I get that we're in, like, a desert area. So I get that. So I get that the color scheme, it's not going to be vibrant. But it looks like, in the PS3 remaster, it looks like old, dusty, and hard to see, but in a way that's not. Earlier,
I thought you meant the PS4 remaster looks bad.
No, because this one would be the PS4 remaster. No, that one looks good.
That's what I was asking. No. Why I was like, what are you talking about?
No, that one looks... Because that one looks like it's a desert, but like... It's like a well-made desert. I was looking at
the footage from the PS4 remaster, and Jenna was like, it looks horrible. And I was like, what?
No, the PS3 remaster, it looks garbage.
The PS4 remaster looks really pretty. Now, granted, I'm still not going
to
play it.
PS3 remaster looks bad today. Maybe when it came out, it was like, ooh, finally an upgrade, you know, because it's a PS2 era game. But I'm like, this game, as soon as I started playing it, I'm like, this thing needs a remaster. Like, and I mean, for the PS4 one, I am still willing to give it maybe another try since they'll have the remaster. Maybe they'll fix some of those issues. I won't have the visual grossness of it. But I'm definitely not going to go ahead and just buy it because I'm not about to waste my money again on this.
Rent it at Redbox.
On this damn game. So that's my feeling for Shadow of the Colossus. That's a game I did play and did not like. But I'm willing to try it again for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
On a PS4.
All right. So something else that came up was obviously Call of Duty World War II. Neither of us play Call of Duty, so I don't really know what was going on. It looked like fun. It looked like another game that all the same people who are playing Call of Duty are going to enjoy. I will probably just ask my brother what he thinks, since he likes Call of Duty, and then we'll be good.
And then...
Because I do not play it.
Exactly. My only comment on that is, I don't even really fully remember the gameplay trailer all that much, because I think we all might have this tendency, when something you definitely know you're not into, you just kind of, like, tune out a little bit during it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to check my Facebook.
Yeah, when I, like, literally know I don't want it. Like, this literally know I don't want.
I don't think I don't think that there will ever be anything that can get me interested in Call of Duty, and I don't mean that as, like, an insult. I don't think they're bad games at all. I've played some Call of Duties at the request of my brother. He likes to have someone to play with, and I've played quite a bit of Call of Duty, you know? I just don't like it that much, you know? So
we need to do a video on games you were forced to play.
Because your sibling wants
to
play them.
Or a friend or something, how that turned out.
Yeah, so for me, I think they're good games. I think they're mostly well-designed. Yeah, you have some duds here and there because they come out so often, but I don't want to play them. So there's nothing Call of Duty could do that would convince me to play it, which is why I didn't really care about the trailer.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're not going to do anything that makes me want to buy it.
Me neither. I'm just not interested in it right now.
It's not an offensive thing. It's not an insult. I'm just not going
to
play
it. I'm also honestly, like, I don't know if this happens, you know, to you guys listening or watching, but, like, I'm also not interested in becoming interested, and I don't mean that to sound ignorant in case it does, but, you know, with so many games out that I can play, like, I'm not, like, it's such a big genre, and the game's such a big franchise, like, I'm just not interested in pursuing that at this point in my life.
Yeah. There's a reason why a lot of people who play Call of Duty only play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge time commitment.
So, that being said, I know there's a new one, a lot of people are excited about it, because it's adding, like, kind of more elements of realism to it. I know you have to get a medic to go heal you and stuff, so it sounds like it's doing a lot of interesting things, and...
For sure.
You know, I hope that this, is, like, kind of the rejuvenation to the franchise that fans are looking forward to, because I know for a fact the last game no one cared about, no one liked it. People literally only bought it because it came with the remaster of an older game. Don't remember the details on which game is, you know, what and stuff.
And that's the thing about Call of Duty, is it comes out so often, I feel like... I feel like people should try to be a little more fair.
Which we forgot to mention that in our Ubisoft video. Assassin's Creed is a thing.
Shocking. Yeah. No, the setting looked really cool, and I will say something really fast retroactively about Assassin's Creed is that Catherine, my roommate, who was watching with me, mentioned she was happy the way they depicted the pyramids was more historically accurate than people usually...
Right.
They usually put the pyramids looking how they look now. And I'm like, no, this is like ancient times. The pyramids don't look the same way now to do that. So she was very happy about that. So props to Assassin's Creed. Other than that, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
That.
Also, another backtrack. I like the eagle thing. Seems interesting.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
The eagle can see
very,
like,
Game of Thrones. You know, you can be in the eye of the.
But yeah, COD. I definitely. It's gonna be a game that if I ever pick it up, it's gonna be because someone was like, "Please, and here's a copy, please," and I'll say, "Okay, sure."
Yeah.
Because then we can hang out. Okay, but PSVR was a thing at this conference, which I was lightly surprised by. Well, not too surprised.
They didn't spend very long on it.
They didn't spend that long, and I guess I'm not too surprised because they still have VR as a thing. Like, they have the hardware, so, like, why not market it?
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't make sense, but, and I actually think they had some, like, pretty decent games for it. Like, I couldn't really get a good vibe on, like, the Final Fantasy Fishing game. I think the community was, like, kind of, like, amused by it, and we're like,
funny.
You know, yeah, like, I don't know, I'll do it. Like, they seem kind of amused by it in a positive way, so that, you know, good on that. Inpatient was like kind of like a horror game that looked really cool. I was kind of bummed that wasn't on VR because I kind of want to play it, but I can't because it's only on VR. So
is it only on VR? Is that how that works?
I would say typically yes. So at least, and if it's not how it works, definitely let me know. And yeah, you can look it up as well, Jess. But
my impression was that it's not just
my understanding of when Sony presents stuff in VR. And if this isn't true, I'll just let you guys know that this is my like how it comes off to me. Is that when they present it as, like, a VR game, then it's a exclusively VR game. And then they have games that are regular games that have a VR component. And usually for those, they'll say, like, you know, it'll be, like, Spider-Man. And it's available in VR, you know? But since they said PSVR, and the corner just said PSVR, it makes me think that it's only for PSVR. So if that's not the case, which Jess is looking it up now, I think they need to do a better job at conveying that. But my understanding was that it was only a VR game.
You're probably right. Okay. It's probably wishful thinking on my part because this is like right up my alley.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It's not that I'm not going to get PSVR someday. It's just not in the books at the moment.
It's a lot of money and there's not a lot of games.
Yeah.
But another game that I thought was cute that I'm sad is only on PSVR is Moss, the game with the little mouse, which I don't know why it's called Moss. That's kind of weird, but...
Well, because it's kind of like... this is what I was saying. It's kind of like it's green, foresty, and that's Moss what I thought, sounds yeah. like mouse.
Yeah, it makes me think of that is it a graphic novel? Like MAUS, you know, the
mouse.
The really political one.
M-A-U-S,
yeah,
mouse. Yes, it's a graphic novel.
It makes me think of that, which it's probably not supposed to, but like,
no, but this looks really adorable. I'm definitely gonna play it. It's so freaking cute.
But you can't because it's VR.
Okay, but if I get but that's something I don't understand. Maybe you can explain it to me. And yes, I'm maybe sorry I can. If I sound super ignorant. Once again, I don't follow VR because I'm like not really that into
right.
it. So VR, my understanding of VR was that it's I put this thing on my face and I'm like there. You know what
yes.
I mean? How is that happening when I'm looking at a mouse? Why can't I just look at the mouse on my TV?
So, that's actually a game that I wasn't clear on how the gameplay functions either
thing
for
with
the
Star
same
Child.
Reason. So, yeah. Well, with Star Child. Was that weird game with the toy? Star Child. With Star
no,
Child.
No, that was from...
Yeah, from...
This is... Star Child was the... It was like a little female protagonist with like purple hair running around. It looked like a platformer, but it was in VR.
Oh, okay. That one I don't even remember. So, okay. I can comment on that. But, yeah. I am also confused on how that works, because I'm not sure. For all my assumption would be that you actually take that you are the mouse, so that it's going to be first person still, and that my thinking is the only reason they showed it in third person was to be able to display the gameplay to the audience, because there also would the gameplay would look weird.
Yeah,
but I'm not
displaying
really sure.
VR at a conference
is
very weird.
Actually, the other way too that I think it could work. I think you can have like a third person perspective, like kind of platformer, like a typical platformer where you're a character jumping around. But when you put the VR on, it's just gonna like basically like it's like you it's basically like you're more in the screen than you would
See,
be
for
at
me,
home.
Super not worth it.
Yeah, but also like why is that only a well, I guess you know what, I don't blame them for making it only a VR game because it's like
they're trying to get
yeah,
more
because
people on VR.
It's like moments like this that are like right now, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say that I wish I had VR for this game because I don't. Because that's how much I'm like not believing in this technology, but I wish I could play the game, and that's a start for them trying to make this marketable. So I get it.
I want to play the inpatient really bad,
yeah.
But I don't know that I'm willing to drop that much money just to play one
game.
Oh
yeah, no.
But I do find it weird that and it is VR only, by the way.
Yeah.
But I do find it really weird when they have games that are not sort of like. You know, oh, it's
don't feel like
into.
They're totally utilizing VR. And
I'm
you
like,
know?
I really don't mind that my screen is in front of a few feet in front of me instead of in my eyes. I don't mind. Let me play it. You know, so that's
yeah.
Really frustrating
and I think
me.
That's something that's tricky about VR. But I think maybe what they're trying to do is like create like a wider breadth of experiences because I mean VR is still so young. At least modern VR, right? We're not talking about like freaking Virtual Boy. Like that doesn't count as VR to me. You know,
right.
But. Like, with modern VR, I think they're really still trying to find their identity. I think they are trying to break away from, like, oh, it's only horror, or it's only, like, first person, or it's only this. I think they are trying to create, like, more dynamic experiences. So, I don't necessarily hold that against them. However, I do think, with VR specifically, because it's not a typical way to game, because we have, you know, so many other ways to game, whether it's console, PC, or handheld... you need to be wary of, like, why is this technology best in VR? Like, why do I need VR for this game? Only because we're not at the point where, like, hey, who knows? Maybe, like, 20, 30, 40 years from now, all our consoles are VR, you know? Like, I don't know what the future holds for that. I doubt it, but, like, that's kind of... They need to, like, be, I think, a little bit more mindful of that in some ways. It's weird. It's like a, it's a weird balance. I think they're trying to kind of do both, but it's really hard to do. So
I don't know. So,
but I'm sad I can't play that game. It's cute. So
yeah, there's a lot of games for the VR that I would play. But I guess we'll see what happens. Something, maybe if I win the lottery or something.
Something I think we need to do too, which I don't think they do it as much with PSVR, which they should do it more. I know they do it with Vibe and stuff sometimes. Sometimes at a GameStop or a Best Buy, they'll do tech demos of it. Because yeah. Here's the thing. I've actually never experienced VR. And I want to, so I can more articulate why I don't think it's
just not that accessible.
But it's they need more tech demos of it. Because it's one of those things where, like, you can't just tell me it's great. Like, I need to, you know, if this is really, like, this new future, like, cool thing, like, I need to experience that. And I haven't been able to, because it's also not that easy to do. So,
Yeah. You
know. Yeah.
Anyway. What did you think of God of War?
Oh, God of War! I am so excited. I heard a lot
of people didn't like what they saw.
Really?
But I'm not. So this is one of those situations where you're like more involved in a series than I am. I don't know anything about God of War.
So, I guess I'll give my take on it, and then you could tell me, like, you know, your thoughts, and then also what you heard from the community. For my sense, was mainly positive, but, you know, it just depends when you're on Twitter, right? You
can get somebody. I heard it from the after show.
Okay, cool. So, I watched. I didn't watch too much of an after show. I was watching mine through IGN. My feelings for God of War. Well, actually, I did watch a lot of this show, and I think they were pretty much positive. But I thought it was great. So before, like last year, we had it was a little bit more cinematic heavy. This year, we got to see some gameplay. So we saw some of like that classic God of War hack and slash gameplay. For God of War, I actually have played all those games and the PSP version. So this is a franchise I have played, and I'm very excited to be able to talk about it in a context. But that being said, I think you actually can just jump into this one. I mean, God of War there's definitely a story in it, and but this is branching off into a new story completely. I'm sure there might be some references to the old ones as well. This one, I believe, is pretty rooted in, like, I think there's like a little bit of Norse mythology in here happening too. I don't know my mythology quite as well, so don't quote me on that. But yeah, like I like this because, well, one, oh my god, graphically, like the gap
it did look really
from
nice.
The PS3 to PS4 is like, psh, and I'm sure the same thing goes for 360 to 1, but I never had a 360, so like
there is a huge difference.
Yeah, so it's just been amazing to see this jump, and I just still appreciate it a lot. So, and one thing that I love that is kind of parroting what IGN was discussing on their post show was that with a lot of franchises, you're seeing this like revamping of the franchise and also like trying to expand like what this franchise's identity is. So with God of War, what it's known for is blood, guts, hack and slash combat, and quick time events. And there's definitely still a lot of that in there, and we saw that with like ripping guts open, and we saw a couple of the quick time events happening on screen as well. But we also see like this extra layer where like Kratos has his son, and this is like a less directly angry Kratos. Obviously, he's still rooted in that, like, you know, we had that scene where he was talking to his son and he was like, you gotta be ruthless, you can't like care about, you know, the enemy, what they have to go through, and
his
things like
son
that.
Called him out.
Yeah. So there's more complexities, right? We see Kratos having like a what seems to be like a pretty lengthy relationship with another human being. This is a human being that obviously is connected to, it's his child. And even though, like, we still see kind of angry Kratos, it's more nuanced than it was, especially in, like, the third game, because they were kind of making Kratos have this, like, emotional arc, and then by the third game, people's critique was kind of that, like, oh, he, like, kind of had this growth, and now he's, like, still just angry again. It's like, why is he just angry again? This is kind of ridiculous. This seems a lot more nuanced, complex, there's more going on, but it still feels very true to the franchise, which is, We're going through combat, it's pretty easy, and it's gory. So I feel like it had, like, what was good about the old games, but with, like, better graphics, maybe a more refined story, and, like, more, like, complex things going on.
Interesting. Yeah, I would definitely consider checking it out. It looked fine. It looked like a fun play, you know? I definitely, what was mentioned in the post-conference coverage that I watched, which was, I believe, GameSpot, someone mentioned that it kind of looked like, I don't know, like the gameplay, they were like didn't look quite as polished as it could, but it's still kind of far out, so maybe it's just not the final version, you know. It was just sort of some critiques of the mechanics and the,
yeah,
you
it's
know.
Hard to say too, because you know, and one critique that, like, you know, I was hearing from like the IGN post show coverage was one thing that they maybe could have done better, but I think they didn't do this because they wanted to give more of like an experience, like trailer type thing. It wasn't always clear when we were in gameplay and when we were in cutscene. So, like, yeah. When we were in a QuickTime event. Like, when Claire's just falling off the mountain. Is it a QuickTime event? Is it a cutscene? Is it, like, you know? And they could have done that a little bit more, but I think maybe one reason they didn't is because I think the gameplay will be a lot of kind of the same. Though I'm interested in how the sun works. Like, is someone else the sun? Is he AI? Is he button mapped? I still don't know that. But there's a release date now, or a release window. Is it a date or a window?
Yeah, I believe it's a window.
Okay. And what's the window again? I don't remember. Okay. I think it's, I want to say 2018.
Yeah,
I think it was. Sony did a lot of 2018 or early 2018.
Spring or fall of 2018.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But can we get to the thing that you and I both really need to talk about? Because this is all we wanted to talk about from Sony, and no one else was talking about it, and I didn't understand why, and then I was, like, a little worried they weren't even going to mention it, and then they came out with this big trailer.
I feel like this year everyone was talking about it. Do you get that sense? I feel like...
Yeah.
A lot of people on the internet were talking
about it. But up until, like, after last
year... Yeah, where were you for a year? We've been here for the whole year.
We've been talking about Detroit Become Human forever.
Yes.
We love this idea. And I don't know, what did you think of the trailer?
I thought it was awesome.
It looked great. I'm really, 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 really excited to play. I love that there's sort of this component of you being able to build your own story. How are you going to handle this conflict, this crisis, you know? And how are you going to build your legacy?
I'm also just so excited to see this gameplay trailer because last year, one of kind of our, like, questions or our wonderings was, is this whole thing, like, this rooftop scene? Like, I mean, we kind of knew that maybe it wouldn't be, but it might be. I mean, we see TV shows that have seasons in, like, one scene, right? You know?
Right.
So, like, a game could do that.
You know,
but now we know it's more. Now we know it's, like, a full-fledged thing.
One thing that I was, that came up, I guess, for me was...
Early 2018 for God of War. Okay.
Continue. Okay. Early 2018
for God of War.
Okay. So, for Detroit Become Human, one thing that I thought was interesting was that, the last trailer we saw at E3 2016, even though it was very early on, mm-hmm. so, like, it's okay for things to be a little different going forward, it kind of made it seem like that's who you were going to be, was that guy, you know?
Yeah.
And so you're going to be, like, this kind of weird android cop detective.
Yes.
Like, action man. I don't even know what his job really was, but I was interested in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm down to be this guy. And I don't have a problem with who we actually are going to be. I think I'm still very interested in the plot. But I am kind of sad that I don't get to be that other person, too. And, I mean, maybe there's multiple kinds of ways to go. I don't know. And I think that it was mostly there to, like, have this really interesting way to look at the gameplay mechanics. And I think it the E3 2016 trailer really accomplished that. But it accomplished it so well that I want to play that trailer.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play what was going to happen with that trailer. And once again, I get it. You want to just be able to show within a window what this game could do. But I'm glad they brought back the same mechanics and sort of even that same phrase, things could have been different. You know, I love that.
I think I agree with you in a lot of ways on what you're talking about with the E3 2016 trailer, which if you haven't seen it, such need a refresher on it, I suggest you guys go back and watch that.
That's
if you
good.
Go to our old E3 2016 PS4 Sony conference. Thank you. The Sony conference for E3 2016. We actually have a clip in there of that, which I think freezes at one point. But you still get the idea, and you hear us talking about it. I also feel like, I'm wondering, like, is that cut out completely? Like, what was that? Because I think I also, gameplay-wise, that felt a little bit, and game-wise, if that felt a little bit more unique than this trailer did.
We're starting a revolution.
Yeah, this kind of feels...
Liberating people.
And with this whole, like, kind of, like, this technological component, too, like, it kind of reminded me of Watch Dogs, even though it's not, like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but, like, just this, the idea of, like, against the man, you know? It's kind of, like, a very, it's a very, like, classic narrative.
Right.
One thing that was pretty funny of a critique I saw about the game on Twitter was that someone said, you're oppressed and you're, like, controlled by humans, and then so now be, like, controlled by me because they're like, we'll follow you. And that was a little weird. I'll give you that.
That was strange.
I can't say that wasn't weird. That was, but that being
said, they just woke up from a state of non-consciousness. I mean, you can't really blame them.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
It's a very confusing time.
And also, like,
maybe
they
push back later. That's
and they're androids, and I think they're, like, at least in the Android Detroit Become Human universe, I think they're also, like, maybe still forming, like, what their identities are and things. But I really liked it. I was already thinking about, like, what choice will I make here? Like, when they handed, handed, like, the like, bomb thing and was like, you know, revolution needs, like, you know, violence kind of thing was basically what she was saying.
Right, right.
And then it was like, do you take it or do you not? And in my head, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm like, I kind of want to burn stuff down. But then also, like, I don't know. And then, and you play... So the lead character you're playing as...
There's multiple playable characters.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. So there's Connor, who's the cop guy, and there's Kara, who was from the original, and now there's this guy. So that's what it is.
So one character is Jesse Williams, which is also interesting and also awesome because I want Jesse Williams to be in a game. That's cool. So apparently, I guess there are multiple playable characters. I'm not sure if, like, you know, Jess, in your quick research, if you've seen, like, you know, are we all these characters? Do we choose one? Like, and, you know, I don't know.
This didn't really get portrayed at all in the trailer.
Right.
So, which is mostly what I was going off of as the trailer.
Yeah. I guess for me, I also wasn't, sometimes I was sure of who, like, the playable character was in the trailer, like, with the hand thing of, like, oh, you choose this thing. But then, like, when Jesse Williams was on screen, I was like, my Jesse Williams? Will I be someone, you know, he was the one that was like, oh, you're going to follow me now or whatever, you know, we're going to start a revolution. But anyway, we're getting way too into the nitty-gritty of the Detroit Become Human. The point is, I love the choice aspect, and that's basically what's really driving me for this game. I just think the choice seems to be really cool.
I love that you can do different choices. You can sort of see, like, there's this map of things that could have gone differently.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that it'll be really, like, truly of consequence as well. You know, like, one thing that I feel like Life is Strange does well is that it really does change what your options are later in the game, and it changes what your experience is in the game. So I'm really hoping that, like, Detroit Become Human ends up being one of those games where, like, we'll all have our own, like, stuff that ends up happening to us and our own experiences and our own arc of the game. So, but yeah, I'm just excited that people are finally, like, hyping up around this game because I think,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if that'll make it come out any faster. And I kind of hope, you know, I'm not trying to, like, pressure anything to come out before it's ready, but...
No, I'd rather them wait and make sure it's good, but...
But I'm just glad that, like, you know, hopefully, you know, what I've been seeing on the internet from other people and from talking to people, that, you know, this lets the developer and the team and the publisher and everyone know that, like, hey, like, people are into this thing. Because I'm into it and I want to see it come out.
Yeah.
And then last up, Spider-Man.
Well, there was Destiny 2 as
oh,
well.
Oh, Destiny 2.
Yeah. Either of us are really into it.
No, I haven't played Destiny,
so.
But... Destiny 2, that's happening, it's a thing.
We already knew it. It was, you know, nice.
Yeah, it had a big event already. I forgot completely it was even in there.
Spider-Man looks awesome. I really want to play Spider-Man. It looks amazing.
I actually
the red
too, yeah.
Looks, like, really cool, and, like, the type of combat is a lot of fun, and I'm all over it. I love Spider-Man.
Oh, wait, so you play, have you played Spider-Man games? Or did you just...
Spider-Man.
So you've played... Have you played... But have you, that's fine, but have you played the games?
Spider-Man.
Like the...
No, I haven't played the game.
Like
I'm not talking about the video
the character?
World.
Like
the character.
The actor?
I love Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah, because when you kept saying, I love Spider-Man, the man Spider-Man, I'm like, the actor that plays Spider-Man? Like, which... Okay, cool. No, it's like...
Like the character
that's
Spider-Man.
That's fine.
Okay.
You can love Spider-Man,
the
character.
I don't know what the confusion is.
Because I'm like, but have you played the games? That was like in a dismissive way. I was just curious if... Because, I mean, like, I love Batman, but I've never played the Batman games.
Oh, yeah,
so I was
okay.
Just... So you have not played the games.
I played
yet.
Some of the earlier
okay.
ones when I was a kid.
Cool.
Some of the ones, like, they're not all connected to this game.
Yeah, no, I think they're all kind of, I mean,
all over the place.
It's just like
yeah.
a thing. It's like all a hodgepodge. Did you have good experiences with the older
yeah.
ones? Cool. I actually have never played a Spider-Man game or any superhero game. I've heard great things about, like, the Batman Arkham series. One thing I've heard a lot from, like, okay, so just from watching it myself, I thought it looked really cool. Once again, it blurred the line between, like, cutscene, quick time, and gameplay. So, which can be hard when you're trying to get a sense of, like, what the gameplay is, but I watched a little bit of the post-show, which showed more of, like, the nitty-gritty of the gameplay, and it looks fun because it has, like I said, I like stealth when it's, like, low-level optional stealth. So, like, in some extra gameplay I watched, it was, like, Spider-Man perched up on, like, a construction site thing, and he was, like, you know, like, shooting webs, and it looked really dynamic and fun and, like, lighthearted. So, yeah, I was feeling that. Once again, though, I am not a fan of QuickTime events, so I'm not...
Oh, like with the crane and moving up the crane
mm-hmm.
and having to catch
yeah.
the helicopter.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I always think it's lame. I always think it...
I'm not a big fan of QuickTime events either, but I think hopefully there'll be enough balance with
yeah.
the, like, other kinds of combat that I won't mind
I think
much.
Because unlike some gamers, and I don't mean that to be, like, unlike some gamers, but, like, there are some gamers I think want this, and, like, I'm not one of them. There's this idea of, like, it's like you're playing a movie. I don't actually want to do that, though.
Me
I just
want
to play a game. Like, you can look as good as a movie, and you can have, like, you know, hell, I like Metal Gear Solid as a game, and that's, like, it's more movie than game. But, like, I don't like when it, like, literally blends the two. I don't want to literally play a movie, and that's kind of what QuickTime events end up doing a lot. So, I'm hoping they stay light on that. When people were remarking on this during the post-show, for at least IGN, they compared it to, like, the gameplay to, like, Uncharted and Arkham, and, like, someone mentioned a little bit of Sunset Overdrive, so, like, I vibe with Sunset Overdrive.
That's
but,
really weird. Yeah, I don't think it's at all looks at all like Sunset Overdrive.
With no
combat wise,
not combat wise, but like the running up the walls, the kind of parkour
maybe,
element of it. And then the Uncharted comparison I think was drawn because it seems like you might have kind of like these, you know, areas with like light enemies and then like bigger events that you do like throughout. And gameplay wise, like I have things that I do like about Uncharted, so that's like kind of a pro and a con for me. I'm like, but yeah. So I'm not sure where this one falls. I think this is also kind of like in that rental area for me. It seems fun, and all I really want from my games is like a fun experience. So I'm like a soft yes on this. I think this might be my first time jumping into the series. I mean, it definitely looked good. I don't think I could have asked much more from the trailer. I mean, I guess personally I would have wanted a little bit more gameplay, but you can only show so much gameplay without just like, you know, that's why they have separate segments for that, right?
Yeah.
So I get that they didn't show more gameplay, but for me, I'm like, you know, I guess I just want to get my hands on it and see like
how
this.
It works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Sony's conference. To be honest, on the whole, their presentation was awful. It was really...
How did you feel about the zombies on stage? Like, I forgot to mention that for Days Gone, but...
I just felt like there was just a little too much going on. I'm okay with just watching this trailer, you know? So it just felt like a lot less dynamic than last year's, like the whole presentation, and it was like...
It felt less grandiose.
Yeah, but like not in a good way. Like being less grandiose can be good.
Yeah,
you know?
It can be.
It just felt like there wasn't as much heart in it. I don't know. There was just... And maybe it's because the content they provided wasn't as like, you know, mind-blowing. But I don't know. So it was fine. The thing is, it's really weird. It's like, I didn't like the conference, but I am excited about some of the games. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. Last year's conference was so beautiful and well done with, like, the whole orchestra. And I'm not saying they should have brought the orchestra back because it's kind of like, doing it every year is a little weird.
Yeah.
But here it felt like they were experimenting with a couple. It felt like they couldn't decide how they wanted to present their stuff. So, like, by that I mean, we had the piano... But there was a piano involved at one point.
But at the very beginning, there was a musical performance.
There was like a musical
waterfall
thing.
In the back,
yeah.
And the drums,
and they had like what instrument is that?
I don't know.
Sitar? No, it's not a sitar. It's something else. It's some instrument. But they had like some live music parts, and then they had like for Days Gone, like the zombies on stage, which was weird. I mean, maybe it added to it if you were there. So like, I'd have to ask
I can't
that.
Really speak
I can't
to that. Yeah.
And then for Spider-Man, they like brought in a whole new screen. Like that was weird. Like. You like big screens, here's a bigger screen. Like, it was weird. So, I feel like they couldn't really decide what their artistic identity was in this. I know Sony does get a lot of flack for, like, the joke is, like, Sony's like, can games be art? That's, like, the joke for, like, Sony that people, like, kind of throw shade at them for. I'm fine with them being a little over the top, a little, like, artsy with their stuff, but this conference definitely felt like they couldn't figure out how they wanted to express
themselves.
There wasn't
really a good thesis.
Yeah, so it wasn't cohesive.
It's fine. Like I said,
but yeah,
I don't mind.
It didn't actually affect my
viewing
that well.
Because I am excited about some of the games, but there was just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think as far as for me, final takeaways for things I'm looking forward to in this conference, Uncharted Lost Legacy, sort of. Open-minded to Shadow of the Colossus Remaster. I'm glad it exists, but I don't know if it's for me. God of War, I'm 100% excited for that. I'm going to pre-order the whole gambit. I'm ready to go. Detroit Become Human, love it. Where's that release date at? And Spider-Man, I'm like, rental. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, yeah, and for me, I'm very, very excited about Spider-Man. I'm very, very excited about Detroit Become Human. I am looking forward to trying out Monster Hunter World, and I'm pretty stoked for Days Gone. Just because I love zombies so much, and I will try Uncharted. That is where I'm at. I will try it. So, yeah. You know, that's a lot of content to be looking forward to.
Yeah, so
I mean,
think...
like, everything kind of in perspective, it was decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was, you know, for us, our Sony coverage. We have one more coverage video after this, if it's going to be for Nintendo. And if you haven't watched our EA Play, our Microsoft, Bethesda, or Ubisoft coverage, you can go back and catch those videos. Make sure to give this video a thumbs up. Go ahead and subscribe to our channel. And leave some comments below. Tell us what you thought of the conference. Games you're super excited for. You know, just anything
zombies
you're
on stage. Does that work for you?
Yeah, are we zombies on stage in it.
The Detroit Become Human. Who are we playing as? Who are we playing as? It doesn't matter though. It's gonna be great.
It's just confusing.
Don't even care who
I
am.
It's just very confusing.
So know all that stuff. If you're listening to us on the podcast version, obviously give us a rate on whatever you're listening to, and you can hit us up either through our YouTube comments or just on social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at BeaBigGaming. We're on Facebook at BeaBigGamers. And our website, which links literally everything everywhere all the time, is BeaBigGamers.com. And we will catch you here next time for our Nintendo coverage.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.